Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
God's bright logic. The Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back? John chapter 11, verse 8. The disciples were sitting around Jesus contemplating the next steps when they heard the news that Jesus' friend Lazarus was sick and on death's doorstep. This statement seems to be a very logical thought. At least it is logical from a human perspective. But God sees wider, farther, and deeper than we ever will, so his logic is both perfect and limitless. Yes, the Jews had tried to stone Jesus. See John chapter 8, verse 59, and chapter 10, verses 31 and 39. And for mere men operating and thinking as men, staying away from danger is a logical conclusion. But Jesus was on mission from his Father, John chapter 5, verse 19. He had to go to Bethany because the sickness of Lazarus will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it, John chapter 11, verse 4. Later at the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus prayed, "This is for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me," verse 42. When the dead Lazarus was returned to life and came out of the grave, God indeed was glorified. Jesus declares that when we walk with him, we always walk in the light, John chapter 11, verse 9. This is because he is the light of the world, chapter 8, verse 12, and chapter 9, verse 5. And as we walk with him, we too bear the light wherever he calls us to walk, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. To walk in our own logic is to stumble in the darkness, John chapter 11, verse 10. We calculate and plan from a place of scarcity and fear. As a result, we stumble right past, or we sit still out of fear and miss the opportunities for God's glory to be displayed. My logic always has a dark edge that I cannot see past, but the logic of God has no dark places because he can see from beginning to end perfectly. I must daily walk in his light, even into those places where my limited logic would tell me to avoid. It is there that I will be able to witness God's glory that I wouldn't have seen had I sat still in my safe place.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered. Thank you.